Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, welcome back. A Wexford woman has taken the bodybuilding world by storm. She finished second out of 18 competitors in a pure elite transformation category. It was in a contest happening in Manchester. Trisha Rooney, good morning.
Good morning.
And well done to you, by the way.
Thanks a million.
Was you very proud of yourself?
Oh, very. Still a shock to me.
What exactly made you want to kind of take part in a bodybuilding competition?
Well, I started with a friend of mine. She trains in powerlifting. So as I was losing weight at the time, I got into the powerlifting first.
Yeah.
I fell in love with weights. And then I done my first powerlifting competition back in November 2022. Mm-hmm. I placed third in that. I was always keen to try the bodybuilding side because the strength it takes mentally and physically to do it, obviously with my background that we'll talk about soon.
Yeah.
It was something I definitely wanted to throw myself into to try, so I did.
What is it about the because people love the cardio, some people go running and they get the heart up rate and so on, but obviously weightlifting did something for you.
It did. It's not just the strength it gives you physically, but it's the strength it gives you mentally as well. And
really?
It's a great sport to take your anger out on.
Is that it? Because of the strain, every bit of you straining.
Exactly. Just let it all go.
Oh God, that's a good tip. That's a good tip for the rest of us. Now, you're a young woman and you have quite a lot that's happened in what you referred to there as your background.
Yes. Yeah, so I am a domestic abuse survivor. I was in an abusive relationship. I had gotten out in April 2020, so it was lockdown. So lockdown would have been very scary and very hard on me at that time.
Yeah, and I'm really sorry you went through that. So your abuser was convicted but not jailed. Were you happy with that outcome?
I was, because it wasn't about having him jailed or anything. It was just to be heard, and it's one thing that isn't enough of in this country, unfortunately. But I didn't just stand for me. I stood for every other woman that's going through it still to this day. So that's all I wanted. I just wanted my story to be heard and hope it'll give strength and courage to other women that are out there that are suffering.
Do you know, it absolutely does, because these stories always help people because they feel hopeless and trapped and that they'll never get out and they can't see a way of getting out.
Exactly.
But you found your strength and you found your route to survival.
I did. It took a while, but I got there in the end.
You have a lovely phrase you've used, which I've seen elsewhere, and it says, because you want people to hear your story and you don't want to end up blaming yourself, which is what people will do in these situations. You said, we were just loved wrongly by the wrong people and made to believe that's how we should be loved.
Exactly.
Can you break that down for me, if you will?
So, because I was in an abusive relationship, you think this is normal, or that outburst is normal, or did I say something, or was that my fault? And you are made to believe that it is your fault because you're being manipulated at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And then there's a thing called love bombing. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. It's the same old thing. And then now that I'm married, I'm with a man that he'll open the car door for me. He's so loving and affectionate. And it's like, when you get that side of it, it is mentally, what's the word? It does play on your mind nearly of what's he looking for, if that makes sense.
I see what you mean.
It's like there's a catch to his kindness, even though there isn't. But it's like when you're loved for so long by that wrong person and then you're actually loved properly, that would be it for me. Yeah.
You've escaped the narcissism and now you're loved correctly by the right people.
Exactly. Now, there's days I'm still healing. I'm still finding myself who I am. And that's going to take a while. But
of course. Yeah.
It's to be loved like that. That's how it should be. You shouldn't have to be walking on eggshells. You shouldn't be nervous. Do you know, love shouldn't hurt.
Yeah. We can even hear in your voice, you're just a strong person. You're obviously very different to what you were in the past.
Oh, definitely. Mentally, I'm way stronger than what I was.
Good. Now, you were taking part in this bodybuilding competition. It's a transformation category, so presumably you can come later to this than others.
Yes. So it's my category wasn't so on the muscle side. It was your journey as a person and how much weight you have lost and transformed yourself mentally as well.
Does that mean you have to kind of describe to a panel of judges?
No, so you kind of, when you're entering it, you give a brief detail about yourself, and there's a lady on the side with a microphone, and she was like, this was Trisha, and then my picture came up at my heaviest. And she was like, this is Trisha now. And then I'd walk out. So as you're doing your poses, she's telling the judges a bit about yourself.
And so you finished second out of 18 competitors, presumably from all across here and over in England.
Yeah, so it was, I didn't think I was going to get to compete because I was actually in hospital the day before.
Really?
So, yeah, so I was very ill for a long time, and I told them, like, I have to go, I have to do this. So they said, they let me out and told me I had to be back Monday, which I flew out on the Saturday, and I was back the Monday. So I checked back into hospital on the Monday. I was in there for a week. I got diagnosed with Addison's disease, which I'm still adapting to now today. But I didn't think when I was on the stage, I felt ill. But once I seen that picture come up, I was like, no, I have to do her proud.
Ah, do yourself proud.
Exactly.
Did you say it was Addison's disease? What's that?
Yes. So it's actually a rare condition. I'm still trying to learn about it myself. So I was told before I flew over that my kidneys weren't working properly. So that was kind of scary. And then when I came back, they'd done more results. So it was like the gland that sits on top of your kidneys was damaged. I had tissue damage because it was there for so long. It was misdiagnosed.
Right.
So I don't release a steroid in my body like everyone else. So I have to take meds and injections to put that steroid into my body.
Life is throwing all sorts of challenges at you.
Yes, one by one.
What is the proudest part of your transformation, or the bit of the transformation that you're most proud of?
Just strength-wise, mentally, as a human being and a person that I have grew into today, I am so proud of myself.
Because the weight loss is one thing, but it's how you sound to us now. We don't know the old Trisha. We know the new one.
Exactly. And
You're in a very, very happy place.
I am. I'm in a safe place. And that's what it should be for everyone that does suffer. Like, we all deserve our safe place.
Yeah. You're also a successful businesswoman.
I am. I'm a hairdresser. So I work for myself, which is great because I get to work around the kiddies, which can be a nightmare at times, but...
I'd say. And you might as well since you're on the radio, you might as well give a shout out to your business. Where can people go to support you in Wexford?
So I'm actually mobile at the minute. Some people come to me, I can go to them, whichever they prefer. I'm located now in Ballyclan at the minute, but they'll find it on Sleek Hair page, or my personal page would be Trisha Andrew, since I got married last year.
Congratulations. Yeah. You got married last
Thank
year.
Thank you.
Because I think people will want to, they'll know that you're good at it because I'm looking at your photograph here and the outfit is quite something. It's a diamante bikini, is that
how
you would say?
Oh my God. It was so heavy. It was so heavy to carry around. It was beautiful. She'd done a really good job.
And it's blue and white.
Yes, and bits of silver. So we kind of went for the Ice Queen look.
Ice Queen look. Is there a reason for that?
No, I just like the theme of it.
You've got a beauty salon, I suppose. You know what you're doing. The tan looks like a really important thing in this competition as well.
It is, and I am still to this day trying to scrub it off me. It's still in patches all over me. Oh, and it's been so hard to get off.
You're a salon owner, surely you know some kind of magic trick.
I'm thinking bleach on a Brillo pad, but I don't think it's a good idea.
Suddenly business is going down.
Yeah.
No, it's not a good idea. So it's been sprayed onto you.
Oh my
very
God,
well.
It's tacky, but It was a brilliant experience. Like, the federation itself and the women that are there, it's like, it's not a competition nearly. Everyone is just one community. And we still keep in contact, which is great. Yeah. Like, so I'm definitely looking forward to going back and doing another one. I'd love to do Mums That Lift. There's the tattoo one.
But that's a real tattoo, not a transfer sort of thing on your right leg, is it?
No, I have a few of them, but that one has to be covered up.
Is it okay? Why is that?
That was 19 and stupid.
Not even the Brillo pad and bleach is going to remove
No, unfortunately not.
But you have the 19 is stupid one, which tells its own story, and you've got newer ones,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do have other ones. I have one on my back, which is the one for my strength that I've gained. So it's a butterfly on one side and the other wings are grown into flowers. So it's just what I've been through over the last couple of years.
Oh my God, you've got meaning right on the skin.
Yes.
Lovely. Listen, Tricia Rooney, I'll leave you go, and congratulations again for doing so well in that bodybuilding competition in Manchester.
Thanks a million.
And thanks a million for everything you've done for yourself and other women.
Thanks a million.
It's not easy, but I'm delighted to hear that you are surviving strongly.
And I am.
And continued best wishes to you on your recovery.
Thanks a million.
Pleasure talking to you.
And you, Oliver. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye, Tricia Rooney. 50551 is a text.
Bye.
From the North, text studio, followed by your message to 80889.